We are in Come Follow Me week 35, which is 1 Corinthians 8 through 13. And I've talked before how I have studied the difference of knowledge and wisdom. And I kind of want you to tuck that in the back of your head as we go through this. And so let's start in chapter 8, verse 2, and it says this: "And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing." Verse 3, "But if any man love God, the same is known of him." And as I studied knowledge and wisdom, what I have come to in the past is when Solomon prayed for the one thing that he wanted from God, he wanted wisdom. And what I believe is that wisdom is not just knowledge, but the knowledge to act as God himself would act, to do what God would do, and to be inspired by his wisdom. And that comes from his Spirit. And so I want to go down to verse 5. I loved this. "For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be God many and lords many," and I thought of last week when it was 10,000 instructors in Christ, "we are gods and goddesses in embryo." So I love that it says, "as there be gods many," verse 6. "But to us, there is one God, the Father, one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." And that just means that we are one. He is our focus. He is our head, and we desire to be his hands. That's how we have wisdom. Okay, verse 8 and 9, love this. "But meat commendeth us not to God. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse." Verse 9, "But take heed lest by any man this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." And for me, that means no judgment. Let's not be looking, do they wear their garments? Do they not? Do they have many earrings? Do they have one? Do they have tattoos? It's just, let's just desire to be God's hands and to love as God loves. Alma the Younger, when God came down and intervened, it's because his example was leading others to offend. His example was leading others away from God. And we are not our own. We are bought with a price, as we learned from the scriptures last week. And so I love that we do have an obligation to shine Christ's light and draw others to him. Okay, chapter 9, verse 14. "Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live the gospel. Let your life be the sermon." You don't have to say anything. I remember one of my children saying to me, "Mom, we get it. There is not a single thing that you could say at this point that we don't know you believe. Everywhere you look in the house is a testimony of what I follow." But without saying a word, it should scream from you what you believe. But it shouldn't be to offend your children. It should be that they desire it because they see you're happy. They desire it because they see your peace. They desire it because they feel your love. Let your life be the example. 22, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." And that means speak their language. And I thought of the gift of charity, which is that we truly have God's love for other people, that we seek to treat all men the way that he would treat them. Okay, go to chapter 10, verse 21. "Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of the devil. No man can serve two masters. And I've told you before, President Eyring said in one of his books, we are always either moving closer to Christ or further away. Constantly. There is no stagnating. So every day we choose who we follow, whom we're seeking. And if we're foolish enough to think we're on a break today, you're choosing not to follow God, in effect. Okay, 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Seek him, shine his light. 33. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. By not being selfish, by not seeking my own, but truly seeking to be God's hands, we draw others to him. Are we not all the body of Christ? And all are needed in the body of Christ. We don't compare. We just seek to be who the Lord needs us to be. In verse 28, it says, but let a man examine himself. So let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. And I've told you also the story of my uncle who said he realized as he was reading, he was in the bishopric and how it says they are stewards and they need to determine and judge righteous judgment if someone's worthy. Well, one day as he was reading that, the Spirit said, are you? Have you judged yourself and sought to know, am I worthy? And I loved that. But let a man examine himself. If we are so busy trying to become who the Lord needs us to be, we don't have time to worry about anyone else. We only have time to love as God loves. Okay, verse 12 in chapter 12. For as the body is one, and this is what I was talking about, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all members suffer, or one member be honored, all members rejoice. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. 29, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Have ye the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And that's just get out of that comparison mode. And let's focus on charity, the pure love of Christ. Seeking your own gifts. How would God use me? How can I be his hands? How can I show his love? And I don't know if I shared this yet, but I was in a testimony meeting and a woman in the ward stood up. I think I did. And she said the words to the hymn, I need thee every hour. And she pointed as she bore testimony to different people in the congregation. I need thee every hour. And I need thee every hour. And I need thee every hour. The body of Christ has need of every single person. What can I learn from you? And what can I hopefully teach you? If we're always working on thinking in our head, what would the Lord have me learn from this? And how would he have me better myself? How can I be the hands of Christ? That's the gift of charity, the best gift we can seek. And that brings us to chapter 13. Verse 11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It is time for us to put away childish things. 12. For now we see through a glass darkly. The world is veiled with Satan's darkness. There is so much we do not know. But then, face to face, now I know in part, then I shall know, even as I am known. And that is that we will feel the love of God. What he feels for us, we will feel for others. And that is wisdom, God's knowledge. So seek that, the best gift, charity. Seek to be wise, to love as he loves, to be his hands. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.